Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes gold-class car wash for a showroom shine.
Get in zone.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included hot shine tire coating and you're all set.
Get in zone.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, I'm Anissa Ferreira.
And I'm Devin Simone, and this is MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Today we are going to talk about that mini final, the fact that we are getting split up into teams, and we are going to be joined by Fessel Shafat and Davon for the interview today.
Yeah, she's coming. She finally made time for us. I saw some of y'all tweet about where she's been.
She's been gone. I don't know where she's been.
Her schedule.
We'll see which background she has today.
Yes, we will. We will do that. This episode, I love seeing a mini final.
Yeah, you love seeing it. You don't want to do it.
I sure don't want to do it. Nope, but I love seeing it in there. How did it feel watching it back, Anissa?
I mean, they didn't show all of the things. At one point, Jordan was rapping to me. He loves Key Glock, and he was just rapping to me, and I was keeping my beat with that.
Oh, I love that.
We're really good as, like, workhorses. Like, we would have never put down our gurney, which we didn't. We worked really well together, but overall, like, going into it, we were mad at each other. It was a very emotional day for me.
I love seeing the energy you guys had, though, because even when he stepped off, like, the difference between you and Jordan when he stepped on, and I also love the sort of analogy that the floor is lava, right? Like, that essentially was that part of the daily. But when he stepped off, the energy you guys had versus Nani and Bananas, right? And the dysfunction in communication there. It was cool to see him be encouraging and you not quit, which is, I feel like, what you're known for. And it was just kind of fun to watch as a viewer.
When have I ever quit?
That's why I just said what you're known for.
Oh.
You know what? I literally just said, you don't quit. That's what you're known for.
Yeah,
and
no.
You know what?
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I heard.
Go sit in a corner.
Sorry.
Okay. So now, speaking of which, let's do our timeout.
I'm going to give myself the timeout.
Thank you.
I just gave myself the time. I'm going to sit in timeout for this one.
Thank you. And who gets your gold star of the week?
I'm going to give my gold star to Mariah.
Why?
She's never done the show before.
Mm-hmm.
She is paired up with somebody who just goes.
Mm-hmm.
And to put her body through what she put it through, takes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And to win one of the harder challenges this season means a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and a gold star for talking her shit in her interviews, saying what she needed to say, you know, gold star.
I agree. I agree with that. I'd say timeout for this week is going to go to Jordan. I just didn't like the way he approached Tori. And I know we only got fragments of that conversation. And he is well within his rights to mac to whomever. I get it.
Well, got in a whole fight before that.
Oops,
we got in a whole fight where I
fight.
So the whole thing when Tori's outside by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan and Reese were kind of cuddling, watching the movie. So I saw it. I look at Tori. Tori looks at me. Tori goes outside. Amber saw it. They made eye contact too. Tori goes outside, whatever, with Devin. I didn't leave yet, but when I did go outside, she told me, you know, like, I'm a little uncomfortable. Did you see what I saw? I said, I totally saw that shit. And then Jordan asked me, what happened? I said, I don't feel comfortable telling you because Tori's my best friend. Tori wants to tell you. That's her story. She will tell you. Well, that started a whole fight with him and I. I said, I am a 40-year-old woman. I am not here to play with your fucking little games and your relationship. Goodbye. So the next day, we got in a whole fight. And before the challenge even started, I didn't even think he was going to perform with me. And then I'm like, well, I could just sit the fuck down. I don't even care at this point. Get me the fuck away from this man. But the minute the horn, like, that's the thing with us. The minute the whistle goes off, it's like, okay, well, it's game time.
Right. I don't like the way that Jordan handled it. And I understand he has his own feelings and is, and rightfully so. But empathy means, and especially for someone you cared about so deeply, means at least being able to see why it's bothersome to them and being mindful.
Empathy is my biggest thing.
And he was not in that moment. And I just can't imagine being in a room, you know, and I don't like any of my exes, but still, like, I just feel, I just feel for Tori very much so. And then my gold star, I'd have to say, not to piggyback off you, but you brought some very good points about Mariah. I think she held her own. She and Bessie made this daily look easy. And I know it was not by any stretch, but I mean, just the way she like powered through it, she really did an excellent job. And in picking teams, when you're new to this game, new to the show, you have people in your ear trying to tell you one way or not. Like, she definitely held her own. I give Mariah the gold star. And then an honorable mention comes to TJ. He had a Patti LaBelle moment in which he said, would all the losers of this week's daily challenge come into the zone, which is so shady, TJ. But also his black zip up. I know some of you have commented that you like when I take notice of TJ's attire. He looked real fly in the outfit in the daily. Go back and rewatch. I don't know how I feel about the lumberjack outfit that was happening down in the zone.
I love a good lumberjack.
But I don't know. He's really kind of overdoing this shearling collar thing. He did it twice last week, you know. But I love the good zip up.
I'm big it on a, good. I mean, I, come on, Paul Bunyan. Come through, TJ Bunyan.
He was Paul Bunyan in the zone. Someone who is not Paul Bunyan, but it's probably just as strong. His personality is very strong and polarizing too. People love him or hate him or love to hate him. We have him on the podcast today. He is going to be talking about what it's like to be arguably the Nick Cannon of the challenge, what his headspace is going in, how he managed to slay in this challenge daily, and how he feels about Anissa now and whether or not they are friends. So stay tuned. We have an amazing interview with Bessie coming up. Grab a snack, but don't go anywhere. You know, do two things at once, and we'll be right back.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Today, we have lover boy number one athlete, our friend, the guy you love to hate, Fessy.
Woo! Welcome to the podcast!
There's the energy. I was waiting for it.
I was like, I want to be nice about this. I'm not going to be, because you told me not to be mean at the end of the episode, which I'm not. So I wanted to give you, I've given you so many compliments in your life, I think I ran out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the whole voting me in thing, I was like, all right, it's a game.
Vote you in.
You know what I mean? It was either, I knew it was either me and Mariah or Chauncey and Amber, like when we broke it down. I was just like,
remember that conversation we wanted to have, but we couldn't have because we only had 10 minutes?
Man, I put my pride to the side. I tried to come up to your room while you were getting ready for interrogation because everybody was like, man, just go talk to Anissa. So I was like, all right. And you're like, oh, I ain't got time. I was like, damn.
I wanted Jordan to be there because I didn't want to just say something to you and then him and I not be on one accord. We told you that. But that's not what this podcast is about. This is about you.
I mean, it can be because I want to
know. It's about all of it, really.
I want to know.
It really is. Also, Anissa, in your introduction, you were missing a part.
I know, needed work.
Please welcome Nick Cannon Jr., the Nick Cannon of the challenge, Bessie Cannon, to the show. We're going to make a meme.
He's
you know that,
take that
meme
as...
about the repopulation of the world and it's all like Nick's faces with different wigs. I think there should be one of Bessie also. Certainly in Australia, it sounds like you're working to do your part. But we're so excited to have you, Mr. Cannon.
And I ain't got no kids. You know, so I mean,
I was about to ask you got children,
but they do call me daddy though.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get into, because you know we're going to definitely challenge you as because it's needed. Somebody's got to put you in place. But I am first of all. Shout out on this daily. I always think it's super impressive to win the dailies that are like essentially the mini finals. And you guys, by no other means, there's no other way to describe it, crushed this one. Good job to you, Mariah. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, once you first heard what you had to do, kind of what your thought process was and what the strategy was throughout each checkpoint, you know, to get to the finish line?
Yeah, so originally, you know, I've said on record that I thought Tori and Devin stood the best chance, you know, when we were walking up to that mini final. I was like, I thought they were the most well-rounded team because Mariah's really fit and she goes to the gym and she has an amazing body, but I didn't know how good her cardio was, you know, because she doesn't really do that kind of training. So this was a real test and, you know, I was really impressed that she didn't stop at all. You know, we just had a good pace. And I think like what you saw with Horacio and Olivia, I think they were both trying to lead the team. Whereas like, I'm not saying I was sitting there telling Mariah what to do, but like she,
you
when
were.
I, okay, but I did it in a respectful way. Like people love to say like, oh, he's it. But like, you know, I was encouraging her.
You were very encouraging.
Yeah,
I'll give
extremely.
You that.
I'm just teasing you. And you need a leader. I mean, you're having a good point. It's two people can't lead a team at the same time.
Yeah, that was the problem with Olivia and Horacio. They both thought they had the better strategy and input.
But that was lack of communication, though, because we were behind them and then we passed them. And it was just
that shit
like...
was heavy, man. I'm not going to lie. That shit was...
At what point did you think you guys were going to actually win it?
The puzzle checkpoint on the first try... I was like, if, as long as we don't stop, we win. I was telling Mariah, I was like, all gas, no brakes, we're going to win this shit. Because I knew it was either a math or a geography or something that, you know, puzzle, I feel pretty comfortable. But like a lot of people feel comfortable and they shit the bed in it. So you never.
How did you get it so fast? Because everybody seemed baffled that you guys did it. Was that literally your only
Devin.
Try?
To be honest, the puzzle.
Boy, Devin.
By the grace of God, because as soon as we stacked them all up to see before we even spun them, we were like, I was like, wait, wait, wait. And I was like, holy shit, check. And then they weren't even the producers and TJ wasn't even coming over because it was so fast. And I was like, double check. And I was like, holy shit, I think, you know, they're all there. And they were like, okay. So then I threw them all down because that's the number one thing people forget. When you're in first place, if you want to stay in first place, you knock your shit over.
Because I'm a look. I'm going to look.
I would too.
But did you get it by accident, Bessie? Or then, or like, what was the strategy behind that? What was the...
Our strategy was to stack up the pieces and then start to rotate them like everybody else. You know, we were figuring out as we go. But as soon as we stacked them up, it was luck. Just pure luck. And nobody can say they were placed that way because they were all in a bend and we were grabbing them at random.
Right.
So it wasn't like it was already lined up for us. You know, we just... grabbed them and that was 100% luck. I ain't even going front on that.
It just be like that sometimes. That's why I tell people, listen, what's meant for you is meant for you. And just like this was meant for you to win, that it just so happened to be in your favor to get that luck that day. So it is what it is. But I do want to ask you because, Fessy, you have been proven to be like a beast out here as a competitor, right? And you've proven that time and time again. Why do you think you were so hard on yourself at the beginning of this episode? Like, you really were questioning yourself. And it's like, but we done seen you. Like,
I was hoping that part didn't get shown because I was like...
You know they were.
That was so sweet.
Yeah, and we love seeing the vulnerable face.
We like seeing that.
That was nice. That was actually
that's what
really
the people
sweet.
Needed to see.
Yeah.
You know, to be honest, like, it was that point in the game. You heard a lot of people's confessionals where it's that midpoint. A lot of people had like a significant other at that point in the game, you know, or somebody they were getting to know. Whereas me, you already know, all mine and went home. So I was
all 12 of them.
All the relationships had already been established, you know. So I was like,
he was like, now what am I gonna do?
It was like it was like you already knew who it was. I was done. I was dolo the rest of the time. So I was going through it, and then like you see Horacio, you know, I think me and Horacio are very similar. We just communicate in different ways. So like he's really hard on himself. So, you know, I've kind of grown to know that you're not going to win all these dailies, and I've accepted that, but it is still frustrating when I'm like, there's people walking around in the game, like they, like their shit don't stink. And I'm like, would dog y'all in a lot of things. And like, people ride the wave on social media and say, well, he hasn't won a fine or this. And I'm like, all these other challengers that have won, they love to hype that shit up because it's what's popular. And I'm like, okay, I'm not dissing y'all. Like, y'all earn that shit and whatever. But everybody knows when it's time to show up to a daily or who you want on your team. They're not picking a 7-time champ. They're picking, you know, the guy everybody loves to hate. That's just the reality of it.
I have a question.
Are they really not picking a 7-time champ, though? I just...
I got a lot to say, so I mean, what?
I mean, but well, just back to that, just to that point. Are they really not picking a 7-time champ? But you said that, like, when it comes time to the daily, when it comes down to the dailies, you know, who are they picking on their team? They're not picking a 7-time champ. They're picking, and obviously, like, if I was team captain, I mean, of course you're stacked, and we'll get on when you were team captain because that. I have a lot of questions about that. Very well done. But, you know, are people really not picking a 7-time champ and picking some? I feel like that's not, you know, they are.
Mariah picked Jordan over Johnny. And the only reason Jordan went first is because I wasn't down there. If I was down there, it could have went either way. I mean, Jordan's a fucking dog too, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I put Jordan in a 7-time, he's not 7-time champ, but in that same caliber. Like, I mean, it's freaking Jordan.
Jordan's being Johnny in 90% of pretty much anything.
Yeah, Jordan's a special kind of Kate. Like, he is, he's like a, I don't know, slightly magical.
I say it all the time. Like, and I talk to him about it, is I would, mm-hmm. I say, if you would go back and do it all over again and have two hands, would you? And he says, no. And I was like, it doesn't make sense because that probably made him who he is.
Right, yeah. Right.
He's worked hard his whole life.
I'm the only one giving him a run for his money, and it's because I got two hands.
Wait, let me tell you. No, remember when you went outside and you ran with him that night?
Yeah, I was like...
Y'all ran forever. We were like, these motherfuckers are still running?
I don't want to be a bitch. And, you know, I know it's like a game. He's running ahead, and I'm following him. He's like, he's wanting me to stop, and I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to keep going because it's a mental game in there. And mm-hmm. that's a mental game. Me and Jordan were playing at that point in the game because, you know.
Do you think Jordan helped you to, like, push yourself a little bit more?
Well, with the running, it's just hard to stay motivated working on your cardio when 90% of the daily challenges aren't cardio. So it's like, right. Going to show up is going to be a memory word scramble. And it's like, what the hell am I fucking running around the house all day, you know? But seeing Jordan do it, I was like, you know what? That I'm a hop right behind him because that's the fastest dude in here. Mm-hmm. If he's running, I better be fucking running right behind him.
100%.
Even Fessy brought his own goggles this season. He was ready to play.
I tell you all the time, Anissa, like, you're 40 now?
41. You can't tell, though. Thank you.
No, you can't. Me a check to come do crazy shit at 41, I'm gonna fucking go, man. And yeah. I'm gonna take the hate right. And whatever comes with it, because I got a chance at $1 million. So if that's
right,
gonna come with it. So as long as you're strong right. enough to do that, you're just battling yourself at that point.
Were any of you annoyed watching this episode back and seeing how Johnny and Nani were just so comfortable to be able to just give up? They were sitting there laughing and just like, what do you think made them that comfortable?
I thought it was hysterical.
Entitlement, man. Like if you got people wanting to show up and bust their ass on a show and they're just taking it for granted, like it's their 20th season. Like, I know.
They were never going to get that puzzle.
But if you
though,
weren't going to win,
I've never seen people.
Yeah, if you at a certain
they
point,
they were never going to get it.
I mean,
but see, I feel like there's a contradiction then, maybe even a little bit of hypocrisy, because I feel like on this podcast specifically, we would chew out anybody else who would have tapped out like that. We would have chewed out anybody.
I wouldn't
else.
If it was a final, yes, but on a daily, absolutely not, and yeah, especially
Gavin,
not a
I've
daily.
I've heard you do it. I've heard.
Yeah,
you
but
do
they
it.
Couldn't get past the puzzle.
Thank you, Anissa.
But they
I
didn't
think...
even keep trying. That's what I'm saying. It's people that are hungry for the win. That even if
then they need to go eat
take,
a snack.
They gonna keep.
They need
going.
To go eat a snack. I think it was totally. Hilarious that
That's
they
out.
Fessy, what do you
That's
think
out.
Listen, Anissa, you said but they knew they were finished. Wasn't there a confessional of you and Jordan when you were in last place on the barrel saying, well, you never know, we could catch up to them? And
fuck yeah, I couldn't have done
all
it.
My championships came from behind, so why are they tapping out if they know anything can happen? Because I mean, it just screams entitlement to me.
But are they entitled because they've earned it? Is Bananas entitled at that place because he's earned it with his 7 rings? To me, the difference between entitlement is being new on this show, which, to clarify, Davon, is my different perspective. I think there's a difference there. Right, it wouldn't be
I
me because I'm not a 7-time champ, but, you know, they're still in this game. They still could win it, and I think... You know, when you got moves like that, you can do
Donnie
it.
I call Bananas are good at a lot of things in the game. You know, they're good at a lot of crafty things. They always got a shot at that. Johnny's a very crafty guy, and he's in very good shape for 40 years old, man. Like, that guy is dedicated to his body and whatever. But
40 ain't that just... old, Fessy. You're going to be there soon, and I promise you, you're going to care more about your health and everything
I'm
else.
I'm giving credit. I do care about that, and I'm like, that's
you're
going to
care more.
40 years old, and, like, mm-hmm. he's in really good shape. But, like... You love to scream 7-time champion, rub it in people's faces. And like the mini final was, you know, projected to be exactly what the final is going to be. And you're not even in the top 5, 6 pair.
Now that I agree with. So I feel like we haven't been seeing the showing from Bananas in this season so far that we want to see. But as he also said in his confessionals, every time he's won, he said he's come from behind, essentially. And I think they're still in this game. The way it's been structured is really tricky anyway, because unless you get first place, you're basically getting last place.
They're always still in the game. I'm not trying to like just shit on that team. That's a good team, you know, Nani Bananas. They always have potential to win it daily. I'm just saying, as far as final is concerned and what it takes endurance wise and just, you got to be a quick thinker, man. Like, we got lucky with that puzzle, but on the geography, like, I knew all 6 of those cities.
Did you have girls in every one of the other cities, Fessy? Is that how you
every
figured it out?
Oh, yes. My God.
He's such a liar. Didn't you have Bangkok on there?
I'm kidding. But I knew all of those cities, man. I was blessed. Like, it could have been a city I didn't know. And it was, I just.
What's meant for you is meant for you. I keep saying it.
Right. Fess, I have a question. Did you know or have any idea what was going to happen if you won?
I thought I was really salty that they didn't let us throw in a team. The most power and every ride or die gets split on the same team. I was like, well, me and Mariah, we're going to end up on the same or opposite sides regardless. So if anything, it really wasn't that much power. If anything, it drove me and Mariah apart because we had to make all these decisions. So it was more like a fucking Achilles heel than a power. I thought... People are lucky that we didn't get to vote in a team with that power.
Who would it have been?
Who would you have voted in?
Yeah, who would it have been?
Tori and Devin, 100%. And you and Jordan would have been on the board. You know that.
And that's fine.
What were the other two teams that would have been on? Or what's the other?
I just knew that if we won, we were definitely taking
Johnny would have been in there, too.
You know what, Fessy? In that moment when you found out
and
that
Chauncey
you had
and
this power, or maybe a little bit later, because it was when you guys were out drinking or whatever like that. You kind of turned on Mariah, and I want to know what brought that about, because it was so random. You were just sitting there. You were like eyeing her. It was like a real dark moment, and what brought that about?
Yeah, I think, you know, Mariah and I didn't even really talk that much in the house just because we had established before we went in the house that, like, you could do your thing, I'm going to do my thing. So, like, we communicated that. We were grown-ups about that. So that did help out in the game, you know, but now the point – where we're having to, you know, make decisions. And I see her in Johnny's room, you know, and I know he's in her ear. And then, like, she's kind of being short with me when I'm trying to ask her where her head's at. I kind of, like, I that shit's all real. That's what I was going through in the moment. Like, I don't try to be like, oh, I'm going to look bad on TV. Like, that was how I was feeling. Like, I brought Mariah, you know, we had only, you know, hung out, you know, maybe 10 times in our life. Like, but I knew her.
Look at Davon's face. She met, like, hang out like what? I feel like that's what your brain just did.
Listen, let me get
it's
this
cold
thought
over here. It's cold.
Before we go down another rabbit hole, I know y'all be fucking talking all day long to each other. Let me get.
We don't actually.
I forgot the thought. Fuck it. What's the next question?
I do have a question though. Piggybacking on what you just said, because you made a statement when you was like, "I brought her here because I trusted her." But my question is, like, the way you said it was almost like, "I brought you here to help me win," like, "cause I trust you to help
Preach.
Me win this thing."
Preach.
And so I want to know what was behind that, like. Give some clarification, because it's going down. Like, what did that mean?
When we thought that we were going to get to pick the teams, however. So I was like, me and Mariah were going to be on the same team. We're going to stagger our team. And they was like, no, y'all are on separate teams. And the whole vibe just switched up real quick. Like, when we're going back to the house, like, the first thing she said was, oh, I want Jordan, or oh, I know who I want, all this. Like, and I was like, damn, like, it kind of just hit me in the face. Like, it's getting real. Like,
yeah.
You know, I brought this girl thinking me and her are going to, you know, ride it out together. And now it's like she's trying to stack her team just like I'm trying to stack her team. Like, they didn't make it a big thing, but that whole Jordan thing, like, I just let her have it because I was like, she's not going to budge on that. And I'm trying to be like, at least meet her in the middle. But she wanted Jordan so bad. And we try to rearrange the shit.
Were you trying to meet her in the middle at Festy? Because we see it.
Yeah, because it looked like you were running both sides of that board.
Nelson thing in the beginning. All the other Tori, Devin, all that was gonna fall at the end how it did. Mm-hmm. You know, Tori and Devin were picked last, not because they're the weakest team, but because they were so similar as to what they
brought. Oh, right. That makes sense.
Casey, Kenny, and a Jordan and Anissa was a little more lopsided in people's Ooh. Eyes.
You know what?
I mean, Anissa's great. I'm just saying what the analytics were saying.
Cleaned Not the up. Analytics.
Clean it
chat.
Up. Yeah, don't blame it on Google Analytics.
I was like, you know what? People are fucking saying she's not. Watch, there's going to be some challenge where she's going to come in handy. I'm going to say, you know
For
what?
For sure. Anissa's
there's more
a
than one challenge, and I Anissa's that a I come fighter. In handy and elimination. So
Anissa's fighter. But that's actually a really good point, Bessie, because I was kind of confused when I saw Tori and Devin get picked last. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't really see that. That wasn't on my bingo card, but that makes sense, is they were equally stacked. So at that point, it's kind of like,
she wanted Jordan and Johnny really bad. And I was like,
right. There's no way. This is the thing.
Nelson and Norris, in my eyes, everybody's like, oh, you're going to pick Nelson. I was like, I would take Norris.
I was thinking that too. Yeah. Norris, because Nelson has a 52 record loss until Norris came in the picture.
It's broken.
So it is now, but I think Norris is the magic sauce. Norris, and not that Nelson doesn't have like the strength he does, but people are sleeping on Norris. She is very smart and has proven she can go the distance.
I don't think anybody's sleeping. I think everybody knows exactly what she's capable of.
Mariah and Johnny were trying to, like, not Mariah and Johnny, but their thought process was that I was going to want Nelson so bad that Mariah was going to be able to pick Jordan. I was going to go to Nelson, where I was thinking on a game level, okay, I would like to, you know, play with Nelson. He's really good, really strong, endurance. But if I don't get him, well, I have a boy on the other side for votes. And Norris, I'll gladly
Norris is amazing, yeah.
So that's why I went Johnny. And then everybody's like, oh, I'm trying to screw. It was tough. And it, looking back at it, you know, it's kind of hard to watch that, you know, it broke down like that. But you're forced to make decisions in this game, and you know, I try to respect everybody in the game and do what I can, but I'm there to play the game. Like, that's why
you want to win too. Yeah. So you pick the best team that you need to get there.
Team is
so
fact.
I don't care
fact.
How the fuck I got on that team. I'm on a damn team.
She's happy that she's on the team.
I don't want us tiptoe off of Nelson, though.
Yeah, that's my question about. I have a question about Nelson too.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into this, let's take a quick break, and then I want all the tea.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Nelson did something huge in the last episode, right? Where he decided to save you over his woman at the time, right? The Twitter streets are saying that it was a very terrible move on his behalf, right? That's what the Twitter streets are saying.
But it's not a real place.
And Twitterville USA is very much alive, okay?
Yeah.
So they're saying that, you know, it was a very bad move for him, not taking a shot at you and basically returning the favor for what you did to him, right? The eye for an eye situation. Now, I want you to. This is the moment where I want you to stand up for your boy.
So this is, okay. I'll stand up for Nelson. Nelson did, like, I'm grateful that he didn't throw me in. Like, if I was in that position, I would probably be looking to get my lick back too. You know, so I don't blame him for what people say, but I think Nelson's a very logical person, and he knows that in the game after that move, like, we could talk about the reason for the move, blah, 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 that's history. I'm saying the events that happened after that move, you know, we did two seasons together where I won two early on Spies, Lies, and Allies, kept him safe, you know, and then I won two here early on and kept him safe. So he knew that I was an asset to his game, and that I'm not trying to overshadow our friendship, because, you know, we do hang out a lot after I went against him in the Hall Brawl, just because we hang out with a lot of castmates throughout this. You know, we do reunions, appearances, all that. And me and Nelson are always the ones ducked off in the corner hanging out, because, you know, we just have always vibed together, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, we've always just been very similar. And I mean, I don't want to say like-minded, because we think very differently sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, but, you know, that's my boy.
I said save your boy.
Listen, don't be trying to round me up.
You were supposed to be saving him right now, Fessy. You talking about you. Save him.
Because, like, it's unsavable. It's unsavable.
Because there are so many people who, I'm old Davon would have threw your ass in there too. But new Davon, I'm trying to turn a new leaf, be a better person. So I understand why he was like, you know what, let me do something different. I get that. But how what would you have done?
And that's what I'm saying.
Like, tell the truth.
That's what I'm saying.
What would you have done?
If Colleen was down there, or a girl that you had real feelings for,
or that girl in Sydney.
Why?
The girl in Sydney.
When I won... Y'all are so contradictory.
No, we're just asking you what you would have done if you were Nelson and you picked the safe and a girl that you were with was down there.
I voted in Colleen and Annalise to save Anissa and Jordan, because it was either going to be Annalise and Tommy or you and Jordan. They didn't show that clip.
Oh, no, they did.
I was like, I'll put Annalise and Colleen, the girls, the two prettiest girls in the house. I'm going to vote in.
Yes, and your friends. Yes, exactly. Because I'm kind of a bros before hoes type of chick.
In my head, if I know, I'm not no dummy. If I know if Nelson's really trying to get his lick back, then if I win the daily challenge before him, which I did, I won a daily challenge before him, you know, he felt comfortable. So, like, I'm just speaking on a game level. Like, you know, I know I'm not here to justify my friendship to Davon or Twitter streets. Like, that's between me and Nelson. Like, y'all, it's a competition show, and y'all love to talk about the drama, but the reality is, like, I mean,
because it's a reality TV competition show, so that means there is a double of competition.
And I have another question. Speaking of logical decisions, Fessy, I want to know if at any point, because you kind of like alluded to this earlier, but I want to know if at any point when you were picking the teams, did you consider maybe doing the strategy? Because it looked like, I could be wrong, but I feel like in the episode you and Nelson, or it, like, it came up for a second, but did at any point you think about splitting up from Nelson so that you would have a boy on the other side, you know, like a friend kind of on the other team, and you guys could look out for each other? Was that ever, you know, like a part of your strategy, or did you just say, hey, no, if I have my preference, I want to be on the same team as Nelson?
You know, for me, like, you heard the clip of Nelson, or when he was like, it's all about getting to the final, and you saw my face where I was kind of like, it was because, like, everybody always says that, and it's, you got to win the dailies in my head. A lot of people like to float by, but my objective is always to try to win the dailies, mm-hmm. make decisions to keep me safe and get threats that are against me out of the game. So what I just got so paranoid, I guess we were in that place so long, when TJ said, you want to make sure you win the daily challenges. I was like, you know what? What's important now is to win the daily challenges. So I'm going to try to build the best team I can to where we're versatile enough to we have a pretty good shot. Because mm-hmm. you can't win it all. You know, Jordan's a beast and he excels at a lot of things. But, I mean, it's not going to be a one-man show, you know. So that's not what the challenge is. So
no.
When
you
were picking your teams, also were you sort of strategizing of like, and I think sometimes we see this with the pairs, you know, like the brains of the team maybe, or like the brawn of the team. And then you have a few people that are, you know, well-versed, and then you have a few people who maybe are the endurance kings or queens, right, of like a team. So when you're picking your people, did you in your mind try to categorize like, okay, if I want three smart, you know, like the puzzle winners or whatever, and like the three really strong, or was it just kind of like a gut instinct?
It really just came down to those first couple picks, because like I said, there was a lot of pairs that were equal, you know, mm-hmm. in challenge statistic wise, you know, whichever team they ended up. So there was like four or five teams like that, you know, Olivia and Horacio. I was like, you know, Horacio is very good at a lot of things, but Olivia impressed me a lot too. Cause I was like, okay, Horacio's good, but you know, if I have to compete against them, I'm okay with that. I'd rather mm-hmm. get a strong female in Olivia. You know, she's proven herself. Like, I was impressed with Olivia. So yeah. Same with Tori and Devin. So that was kind of logic as far as breaking it down. It was really the who was going to get, where was Johnny Nelson going to go, because of the whole, is Mariah going to be able to get Johnny and Jordan on the same mm-hmm. team? And I was like, I don't know. I just felt really, I didn't know, you know, where Banana stood so much. I knew he was, you know, loyal to Mariah, but with me and him, you know, we were very cordial in the house, no beef, but it's not like we were buddy buddy, you know. I didn't know right. what the fuck was going on in his head. So, sorry, I don't know what
you good.
I have, this is one thing I thought about on the stage when we all got picked, and you know, we don't know what's going to happen or how things are going to break down elimination wise. Did you ever think for one second, because I know I did the minute they said there were teams, that the way that eliminations would go, like if I do pick my friends, I may have to go against them? Because that would have been my biggest, that would have been my biggest concern. Yeah, because you put, I was on a team with Tori and Casey and Olivia, and I'm like, I don't want to go against none of those bitches, but we don't know the rules yet.
You brought this up on the show when we were in deliberation one time, and that to me is a loser's mentality. You're playing to lose. What if we lose and then have to go? TJ said play to win the challenges. So I'm going to build it to win the challenges. And then if that happens,
I like to look at all sides. We can win together, sure, but that's a
I
big...
I think Fessy mentality is just, look, if I got to go against you, friend, it is what it is. I'm here to
right, and we would have had to do that, but I'm just saying, like, they're... play to win, sure, that's one part of strategy, but also prepare yourself. That's another part of being strategic. So I'm just saying, like, did you think about that, or you were just like, who's going to help me win?
You know, the thing was, there was a lot of people's game that was going to be affected by this one move, you know, who, you know, so, but for me, it was like, me and Mariah won, we got to make this decision. So I wasn't really worried of the backfire that, oh, if this person ended up, that meant this. I was like, that's not my problem. I won, I'm in power. You know, it's all about what is going to be best for Mariah and I's game moving forward. And then my individual game on my team.
I'm only asking because, like, the one thing that we don't get to do when we're on the show together, there's so many people, like, we don't get to really see the thought process. So that's mm-hmm. the only reason why I'm asking, is just I'm curious as to how people's brains work when it comes to, like, how they see the challenge working out for them, how they see themselves winning it. It's just interesting. That's all.
Yeah.
So are you more of a in-the-moment player, Fessy, or a what can I do about tomorrow?
Well, the way I play the challenge is, you know, I take every day one day at a time. I try to, if I lose a challenge, try not to dwell on it too much. And whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You can't control things in that game. It's all about how you react. So, you know, I kind of have this, like, it is what it is attitude in there. Like, with that being said, I still show up. And in order for you to beat me, you're going to have to go 100% and be better than me. So that's my mindset. Like, And I try to respect everybody in the process. Like, I don't walk around belittle anybody in the house or anything. But, you know, when they ask me how I feel about competing, it's a reality show. And I try to be real on there, and they just don't like it because a lot of people play the victim on the show because they know they're not going to win these challenges. So they have to make up for it in their confessional sob story.
I feel like there's a lot of feelings
about
things.
I don't like who?
I know.
Yes. Can you give some names of who you feel like give some sob stories in their confessionals? I'm curious.
Who are we playing this violin for, Fessy? Who?
The thing is, like, you could talk about your losses all day long, man. I've lost a million times on the show too. So it's like, I just focus on, all right, that's in the past. Now let me go out and try to win the next one. And I'm going to do everything I can to win the next one. You know, I treat it like I'm not going to get another call back. Like, I treat it like Big Brother. Like, I'm playing to win this one. A lot of people are like, I'm trying to get the screen time and the confessional count. I'm like, if I'm on the show and winning these challenges, the confessional count's going to come. They're going to be talking
about me.
I'm not worried about that shit, man. So,
yeah,
that's my thought process.
I don't know why people are worried about that kind of stuff.
About screen time.
It's weird.
You see it time and time again. There's always the same winners. I mean, there's a lot of athletes that come on the show, but their social game, like, they get out right away. Turbo, gone, week two. Kels, 2 years ago, gone, week two. It takes
Kels was
that.
Done dirty, though. Kels was done dirt.
Kels got out game.
Double dirt.
I came up to him at the nightclub when I won the challenge. And I was talking about working with him possibly. He's like, oh, you think because you're in power, you're just going to come over and big man me? You don't have the house votes, and Esther's not going to say my name, so you can't get it done. I was like, bet. House vote, gone. Put Ed against him in a puzzle. Get your ass out of here. Out game. You should have won the second challenge. You didn't. I won it. You got out game. Sob story, my ass.
Ooh,
you put as much thought into that as you did that love note from Double Agent, those love notes you were leaving at the end, Fessy.
It ain't on me, it's in me, Devin. I don't need a love to pull, man.
I cannot.
That's me being a sweetheart, okay?
So wait.
Okay, Fessy.
Any of your people that you were like cuddling with throughout the season, do you still cuddle with them present day?
No, I don't. I'm not. No.
Who are you cuddling with right now? Whose DMs are you in, Fessy?
And what country are they in?
She's Puerto
Rican. Is someone in your bed right now?
Whose feet are that? Whose feet
is
are those?
Is she Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican.
Yes.
And she ain't on a show. That's the best part.
That's the best part for you.
Yeah.
That is good, Fessy. But when you are on the show, both now and potentially in the future,
I want
to
know this
how
too.
Are you going to go back to doing the Fessy Cannon thing, or can you be loyal?
The Fessy Shuffle.
My first show, I went on the challenge. I had a girlfriend, and you could ask anybody on that show. I didn't even cross the line whatsoever with anybody.
Anissa is making a face. She's puckering a little bit. Anissa, what does that mean?
I wasn't there, child, so I don't know.
I wasn't there either.
Yeah, you could ask any girl on there because there was multiple interested in.
Oh, on Total Madness. I forgot about interested. That. Yes, you're right. Actually, yeah, I don't know who was interested. I was just told to crack the egg, and the egg was very hard to crack. It was very hard to even make friends with this man, but we became friends then.
Are you guys friends now? Fessy and Anissa?
Yeah, I'm not talking shit about him on camera.
I don't got no beef with Anissa, man.
We've been on vacation together. Like, I love you.
That don't mean shit, apparently.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
But we didn't go, just because we're friends, we didn't go in there with set plan.
Hey, I don't care.
Come
about
on.
That. Don't be saying we went on vacation when I'm like.
But you and Mariah wanted to put us in the first time when you
every
won,
time
but
I
you
see
didn't.
You,
so.
It's always love. It's always love.
Right. The game is
as
so different because
be.
I know
I like
you can,
that.
I know you can hold your own, Fessy, in any situation. A lot of people aren't going to beat you. And I tried to put you in the best situation I could. Considering the game got down to a lot of very good people.
I know this podcast interview is about Fessy, but I do have a question about the Tory and Jordan situation because it was hot.
Okay? Yeah,
and I
want to
know
rough.
Opinions. And I know that's your best friend, Anissa, but I still want to know your opinion as
I have
well.
Opinions.
Who do you think was right in the situation, and who do you think was wrong?
I don't. Right and wrong is, I think, are weird. I don't know if the terms are right. I think maybe. Had they discussed, like, maybe had a little discussion? I don't know. I just feel like it's a really weird environment to do that in. So it's hard to like harbor emotions and have them at bay and act like everything is okay when you really feel something. I think it's just a weird environment to explore being with and without someone and then seeing them with somebody else. I think it's just very unnatural. Like, you're never going to have that.
Do you guys think?
I can see both sides to
it. Jordan was doing it on purpose? Do you think Jordan was doing it on purpose?
I mean, I think he could have gone without it.
Fessy, what do you think?
Yeah, Fessy, yeah.
You know, the thing is, I can't speak on their relationship because I know they dated for a long time, where a lot of, you know, these challenge relationships are just flings or whatever. So, like, I know they have a lot of history, but I think what really registered with me when Jordan said, oh, the Tory show, because it's like, I get it, she has her emotions and whatever, but Jordan still has feelings and stuff too that he's going through. So it's like, what, when he said, if she's emotional, I have to be sad, or if she's sad, I have to be sad. Like, that really, you know, registered with me, because I'm like, I get it, but I can't speak on that because I don't know how deep that gets.
That to me, though, that's called empathy, though. As a viewer, it was really infuriating, because I think, look, yes, they're both single and Jordan has every right to move on for sure. But kind of like Elisa said, it's like, did he really need it? We know the odds of challenge flings like happening. It's not like that's potentially his soulmate. Let's be real. And also,
and they're just
when
cool
the minute
now.
Tori said, we were in bed together, cuddling, yeah, whatever. I was naked here. You didn't have any of those conversations. Then to me, it is a respect thing. Like, and it was just an unnecessary level of like, almost like just re-hurting someone. And then his whole idea of like, if she's upset, I have to be upset. It's not that you have to be upset, but empathy is literally saying, you know what?
Yeah,
I see your
point.
Like, let me not do this in front of a room full of everybody. You know what I mean? Like, let me not make, in the words of Maxwell from Love and Basketball, make a fool out of you. And so I feel like that part just wasn't cool at all. And I felt so bad for Tori. Jordan's well within his right to move on.
I think it was on purpose. Let me tell you why. When they was in there having the argument, the moment Tori said, it's not easy watching your ex make out with somebody else, the first thing Jordan said, oh, that's how you feel? It's not easy to watch? And I'm like, oh, you hurt. You like shooting a dagger back at it. The minute he said it, I was like, oh. So, you know, I felt like Aunt Bertha, maybe it was a scheme that Todd set up. Like, it just felt like real bad. I was like, that's not good. That's not a good look at all. I do think, you know, they have an attraction to each other, him and Nerys, but I definitely think that was intentional. I think he was trying to like show her how he felt. Because maybe throughout their conversations, maybe he never got that she never really understands how hurt I am about this situation. So maybe it was one of those, I'm going to make you feel it so you can really understand. And it kind of backfired on him.
Teletoxic. Hella toxic. And Nerys should remove herself from that. Just, it's not a good look all around.
Well, we will see in episodes to come whether or not she does remove herself.
Fessy, you remember that time you were on the Challenge Aftermath and you were sneaking Michelle into your hotel room and you guys were trying to deny it and you were sitting on the couch together?
Nah.
I just thought of that. It was fun.
I didn't sneak into her thing.
You brought her in.
No, but like you guys were canoodling, but it was, you were trying to keep it secret on the Aftermath. Remember you were sitting next to each other? People can go watch it on YouTube.
It's weird because there was two Aftermaths and there was two different things happening.
So you're saying you had two different women? Is that what I'm now hearing, Fessy?
What was the question? I forgot the question.
Oh, of course.
I would never get in a feud with, you know, some. I think like the Jordan and Tori thing, I can't speak of, but like with the Nerys thing, I think, you know, people, you get lonely in that house. There's a lot of downtime and like, kind of know who's single, who's feeling somebody, whatever. So there's only so many options. As far as me, like, you know, it kind of is what it is. It didn't work out for a reason. Like, I still respect everyone. Like, as far as the game goes, I'm not going to be sitting there jealous over, you know, a girl that I've had something with in the past trying to get to know somebody new. You know, like, it didn't work out. I'm not going to sit here and hold you hostage like some guys do. That's just...
You seem more of like a step back type person. Like, oh, okay, well, go figure that out.
Yeah, I'm like, if it's working out, it's working out. And like, if it's on me, if I know I'm lacking, I'm going to try my best to make up in this situation and make it right. But if it's like, she's not showing effort or she thinks she's going to try to like ghost me and I'm going to come chasing, then we'll never speak again. You know, like if you're not going to put in that like effort, I'm not going to pursue a girl that wants to be chased and isn't showing interest back.
So now that you and your partner have detached, are you still going to be looking out for her, being as you are the one who brought her here? Are you still going to be looking out for her?
Good question, David.
Yeah, so I'm never going to vote her in for sure.
That's not what I asked. I said, are you going to be looking out for her, making sure that others don't vote her in as well? Would you stick your neck out for her like that?
To be honest, yeah, I would like to say I'm trying to have her back in the game, but I'm not the type to like politic like that. Like I kind of play the game. Like I'm not trying to like just avoid the situation. I'm trying to like think, like answer it honestly. Like, you know, now that we are separated, I am trying to do what's best for my team to help us win a daily challenge. But if it comes down to that at this point in the game, I for sure like am trying to make sure she sticks around, because one, she's done phenomenal with me since she's been in the game. And so she has earned her right to be here. And on a game level, that's a person I would like to think on the other team that wouldn't say my name either. So,
right.
Yeah. But as far as I've never been the type, you know, that's kind of like, I guess, the big brother in me, to where it's kind of like you can only save so many people like on a on a boat. So it's like I've never been the type to tell people to save me, let alone save somebody else. So if I'm being honest, that's kind of how I play the game.
Bessie, you talked about with like Horacio and Olivia, there being like the way that they didn't work in that particular daily was because it was two people trying to like lead, right? And that one person really needed to lead. On your team now, as it stands, so obviously you're the team captain because you picked the team and you're a natural born leader. Who would you pick on your team to be your co-captain? Like stepping back and looking at all the people that are on your team without revealing any spoilers, like who else would you trust at this point to be your co-captain of the team?
I like
that. I mean,
question.
The thing with Johnny is he's so vocal and he's got so opinionated with his ideas that he just instinctively just becomes, you know, part of the voice of the team. So, and I'm not the type of person to be like, hey, no, I'm the captain. You look like, you know, like I'm going to be a team player and let everybody talk. But at the same time, if I feel like this strategy is best, I'm gonna voice my opinion as well, make sure it's heard, because now my ass is on the line with this team.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there. You know, we'll weigh our options. You know, if a player has to go twice, which player gives us the best chance, you know, at winning? I think I'm still the person going in every time for that. But as far as voice, I think everybody, you know, I think we had a well-balanced team. I think that's what I was trying to accomplish. You know, you have Anissa and Tori and Casey on the female side, which have, you know, so much experience.
Absolutely.
Because, like, that was my thought process. I wanted to pick strong females for my team. I thought that gave us the best chance, because I think in these challenges, dailies and final, it's not who the strongest male is. Like, having a strong male helps, but it's who the most well-rounded female is. That's who's going to win it in a partnership, is who has the best female, the most endurance, and hopefully she could help out with some of the mental games, you know, the puzzles, math, stuff like that.
Because them will get you every time.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Bessie, you've been such a team player, and we've given you so much flack that you deserve. But is there anything else, if we were to give you just 30 seconds of your voice, of what Fessel wants to put out into the world, whether it be something that you feel people don't know about you, that maybe is misunderstood about you, some secret about that girl whose DMs you're in that's Puerto Rican, whatever it is, what would be, the floor is yours. What is the 30 seconds that, you know, Bessie wants to tell the world?
More love, less hate.
Oh, look at you.
See, we're not going to buy that book. What
I was
going
to say, he really would say something.
I mean,
like that.
I thought it was a cute pin idea.
I would say I would leave the listeners with this. Just understand, in this game, there's rookies and there's vets, but everybody has their own story and their own life and stuff they're coming from. So you only see the little 15-second confessional about their opinion on the situation. Just know they got their whole life going on, you know, back home. So. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, they're a rookie. Well, they're a rookie in this game. They're not a rookie in life, you know?
Right.
So I guess just understand that everybody has their own story to tell. Not everybody's going to be, you don't got to compare everybody. You don't got to be who's the next CT, who's the next bananas. Like, you know, you don't have to compare everybody. I know the social media loves to compare, but.
That's true. Oh, words of wisdom from Fessy. Oh, look, some good does come out of you. We love when that happens. Don't give me that look. Bessie, we are going to play a little game because, you know, we love a good game. You've learned this podcast and aftermaths and all. This game, specifically for the challenge Ride or Dies, is one about how well you know your ride or die. So we have three questions for you about Mariah. And it's your time to prove how much you know and don't cheat.
Put your phone down.
All right. Yep, I
said text her like, yo.
Mariah, stay on alert.
My Wi-Fi going out, I'm gonna be honest.
You know
you're lying. Okay, so question number one. Now we know that you're a geography expert, right? Where is Mariah's hometown?
Chicago.
That is not the answer that we have.
That ain't it.
That's where her family lives, though.
That's where her family lives, or that's where her hometown is? That's where she's from. That's where she grew up.
Okay, I know this answer. Where she grew up? She grew up in Kissimmee, Florida.
Okay, we'll take that. Good job. Yeah. Good job. We had Orlando. Kissimmee is Orlando is like basically there. So yes, good job. Good job, Bessie.
Chicago. So I thought it was a trick question.
Oh. Okay, you're always on the defense. Why are you so worried? We're not coming.
He's a gamer.
You,
he's a gamer.
I'm a gamer, man. The moment you realize that,
Bessie, like me, we get real paranoid very easily.
It's that big brother shit, I swear to God.
I don't play to look like no chump, man. I play to excel, man. I play to win. I'm trying to set myself up in any scenario ever. Fuck that.
I cannot. Just be authentically you.
You're not about to gotcha me.
I am, but I'm being honest right now, telling you how I feel.
Okay. Nisa, do you want to take question number two?
Sure. We know Mariah loves her family. And her dogs, but her family. How many younger siblings does she have?
Younger or total?
Both.
Total.
You get a bonus point
younger,
if you get.
Aren't they?
Seven.
The math ain't mathing.
Her total siblings? You got the right answer? You texted her about this?
I mean, I don't have her phone number. I don't think so.
All right. Well,
we have one
so
last
you got
question.
One. You got one right.
Wait. Further notice, Mariah. Total siblings, I think it's seven. Three live in Orlando or something, and the rest are
But does
Chicago.
She, are we including her in this? Like, total children in the family are seven?
See, I didn't break down the math. Well, we could ask her later, but we can give myself a half a point for now.
We are not giving you half. We control
answer.
The points here. You get, yeah, right. You get a point
answer.
For the first answer. You get not up for number two. Now, number three, this is the real question, okay? This is for all the points. Fessy, if you want to come on top as a winner, right? You said you hold yourself to that standard. Then I'm going to need you to give the most accurate answer of this question.
In depth.
In depth. It is an essay question. Go back to SATs. Okay, here we go. Why do you think your partner, Mariah, likes bananas? All right, that's the question. Why do you think Mariah likes bananas? What is it? What is it that
and
we
not
have not
fruit.
Seen?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question. So, I mean, Mariah's gone on record saying bananas isn't usually her type, whatever. You know, she goes for taller guys or whatever. But in the challenge house, I think you spend so much time with each other. You get to know each other. And their personalities just match up more than what she's attracted to. You know, like bananas is the guy who's going to dress up in a thong and be goofy and do stupid shit like that. And like, Mariah usually not attracted to that. But that's kind of how Mariah is. She's that goofy, always talking, whatever. So I think the fact that they clicked on that level is what makes it, because Mariah is like a energizer bunny. She got a mouthpiece on her. She'll talk for days. And so will Johnny. So I think that has something to do with it.
Yeah, for sure. I also wonder, just my theory on this is, do you think it's because, so, you know, of your team, you were kind of the leader of the two of you. And Mariah's very smart and obviously very capable. She proved that in this daily and throughout the season. But it seems like there's a certain part of her, A, that's just very compassionate. Like, I love the way she spoke to you when you were being vulnerable with us. But she looks to you as a leader. And Bananas, you know, old or not, arguably is a has that leader quality about him and is like, you know, can be smart and talk a lot and all of that. And so I wonder if that's also part of the draw, aside from the goofiness, like when we saw her him advising her around team picking and all that.
Like, the way Banana spits game is, you know, he's, I've noticed, like, you know, he's a decent looking human being, you know, he's in shape, whatever, but you know, he's like 5'8", so he's always excelled with his mouthpiece, I think. So
5'9"?
Okay, sorry, 5'9". So I think the way he spits game is he just puts it all out there on the table, all the jokes, all the whatever, and sees what sticks and shows his whole personality, whatever. Whereas someone like me, or I don't know, maybe Horacio or Jordan, are kind of more reserved, laid back, chill. And Bananas and Devin, they're going to tell you every funny story they have from, you know, that's just their style of game. And it works, you know, if you can make a girl laugh, you could make her do a lot of things.
Well, and you've heard it here first.
Yes.
You've heard it here first.
On that note, Fessy, if you want to make a girl laugh and she wants to follow you on social media, where can she find you?
Clearly not Twitter.
Man, screw Twitter.
Y'all be hating.
Elon done messed it up anyway, Devon. Sorry, I used to try and support you on that girl, but I can't now.
Well, if I can be honest, I ain't been on Twitter in about a month, so.
See, you know what?
Are you serious? You talk all this shit about Twitter. Like, you know what?
Because I used to really be on Twitter, but.
It's not what it cracked up to be.
Ooh, not what it used to be.
Exactly.
I'll hop on Twitter after next week's episode. I'll talk some shit.
Uh-oh. Oh, here we go. Where can they find you, Fessy?
Fessy Fitness on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. All that.
Okay. And are your DMs open if people just want to slide in there, or how does that work? Is there a line or like a wait list?
Nah, I ain't trying to hear it. To be honest, I didn't hear it at all.
I know that's right. Shut the door.
Because he found himself a little mommy.
Yeah, a little Spanish mommy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that concludes this interview. This has been great. Thank you, Fessel, aka Nick Cannon. It was a pleasure having you here. And yes, it has been such a wonderful interview.
Appreciate you letting me get some words in.
Bye, Fessy.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Well, that was a wonderful interview with Fessel. We got to see his personality up and close. If anybody wants to see you guys up and close, where can they find you? Let's start with you, Devon. Where can they find you on social media?
At home. Or you can find me on Instagram at DevonDiane_. That's where I'm at right now. Anissa, where they can find you at?
They can find me at AnissaMTV on Instagram, AnneesaMTV. That's the only place. Thank you.
And wow, did you notice Devon just threw out the window on Twitter and YouTube? Wild. You can find me on my website. DevonSimone.com has all my socials there. That's Devon with a Y, Simone with an I, and I'm most active on Instagram. Devon, what should they do about this episode?
If you like this episode, make sure you rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and tell your mama and everybody else.
Yep. And catch new episodes of The Challenge Ride or Dies Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on MTV.
And we'll see you back here next week for a brand new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Woo!
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.